Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by one of the regulars here on the program, Bob Kemp, the Emergency Management Agency Coordinator for Guthrie and Adair County. Bob, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Glad to be here, James.
First of all, we had a lot of spring severe weather. What have you seen out there as far as the storms we've had and people's responses to it?
Well, we've had a very active severe weather season so far. The one thing we haven't had is any flood watches or warnings, but we've had a lot of rain, a lot of very small hail, some damaging winds. A little over a week ago, we had a day that we had two tornado warnings within the two counties. The main thing is what we've had so far have been what we normally have at the beginning of spring. There are a lot of very disorganized storm cells that have the potential of really becoming very severe. That was probably the biggest thing. A lot of people really questioned the tornado warnings that were put out. One of the things with that particular day is we had a very low cloud ceiling. Very hard for spotters to spot because most of the rotation and everything that was happening was actually farther up in the atmosphere above that low cloud ceiling. So what we had there was the prime example of radar indicated. We did have a couple of areas to where we did have some slight rotation. Knock on wood, very lucky so far. We haven't had anything that's damaging. Have already had a couple of funnel clouds spotted within the two counties already this year. So that will continue to happen. We're looking at the possibilities of upcoming this week yet, a couple of days to where we have the potential.
Bob, I know we have a very active early May, kind of late April. Is this something that will continue at about the same rate throughout the summer, or does it change depending upon the temperatures going up, that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, it depends a lot on the weather patterns, what our temperatures are. I mean, that's a prime example of what you see possibly coming up here in the next few days is our temperatures are warming up, and then we're going to have a low front that comes through, which is actually going to lower our temperatures. Well, that afternoon and evening before that, as that front comes through, is what gives the mixture for that, causing the updraft and the downdraft that not only causes hail, but it also causes the rotation within the upper atmospheres and causes the possibilities for the funnel clouds and tornadoes. As far as how active the season is going to be, my crystal ball doesn't do that well. But I would assume with the predictions that are out there, and I would assume that it's going to be pretty much steady like it is now, at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Once we get into June, who knows? The weather patterns can change too much.
So that's a lot to do with one type of sort of emergency situation. You got another type, the course emergency management exercise, if you will, that you're going to be participating in. We already talked to Director of Public Health, Jotham Arbour, to get his thoughts on this. You'll also be participating in the Emergency Management Agency Department. What's your take on this exercise? I guess, what's your goal that you want to achieve through this?
Well, what we're doing from the emergency management side is we're actually exercising our Emergency Operations Center, which, of course, is in support to all the disciplines throughout the two counties. So what we'll be performing as far as function is we'll actually have an executive team, which will have one of our mayors, myself, and one of the supervisors on it. Also, we have participants out of Adair County. And then we'll have an operations section that'll be made up of not only Emergency Operations Center personnel, but it'll also have law enforcement, fire, emergency medical services, the hospital, public health, and the engineers office will actually all be part of the operations section. So what we do there is as things come in to where they need resources, whether it be equipment, people, we have things that we need to have messages to get out to the public. It comes through your operations section. And then, of course, they, you know, if they need to look for the equipment, it goes over to the logistics section. They help find the equipment. Then it goes to finance and administration, figure out how it's going to be paid for. We also run a complete public information officer section that will be made up of about 4 people that will be putting together social media information, things for newsprint, things to give to the radio station to get information out. Of course, this is all exercise, so it's all being done in-house. The other big part is we'll be supporting the point of distribution that they'll be setting up, that public health is setting up down at the fairgrounds. They're actually going to push people through and pretend that they're giving them shots and collect information and all those things. Number one, to see how many people we can push through at one time, you know, in case we would have to vaccinate everybody. So we have basically in about the last 10 years actually operated our EOC about 79 times. We don't usually use all of the EOC, but this time we're trying to exercise all of it so that it's actually a full scale and we're actually doing tasks. So it's a very large undertaking. I have not been involved deeply in the planning process. I've basically planned every exercise we've had since 2005. This particular exercise, I asked not to be on the planning committee so that my staff could be surprised and I didn't know what was going to happen. So it should be very good. But this prepares us so that if we would have to work with the state management team or a FEMA incident management team, we'll be doing things more by the book. You never exercise the entire book at once, and this time we're trying to exercise the entire book all at the same time.
All great things to be prepared for everyone, including our Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, Bob Kemp. So lastly here, Bob, you're making an exercise, if you will, of another sort on the web, changing your website around and contracting, to say the least, the help of some ACGC students to help you do that. How has that been going? What's the process like?
It's been going really well. We decided that we were paying for our mobile app, and that was very expensive to maintain. So we've eliminated that, and we're going with a regular website that people can still access on their phones. Been working with the ACGC web design class for about the last month. Our website is partially done. We're still working on it. It's probably going to be a work in the process probably throughout the summer and probably actually into the fall. It's a very large undertaking, and we're really proud to be able to have the opportunity to partner with the web design class, and their instructor Bev Mills out at the high school gives them an actual practical experience on putting this together. We've already put together our basic plan. We've actually got it basically started on the web now, but there's a lot of under construction areas in it and making a lot of changes. And if you do go to Adair Guthrie County EMA and look at the website, be patient with it. We're using it as a learning process. So, but we'll have a lot of good information. Eventually, people will be able to find everything they found on our mobile app, radar, Facebook feed, Twitter feed, how to report damages, outages, all that stuff will end up there eventually. But it's going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to be a work in process because we want to take our time and make sure the students are learning what they need to learn also.
As always, once again, the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, Bob Kemp, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Bob, it's always a pleasure.
You bet, James. Great to be here.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.